Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's star date is 10/23/6. That is 10,236 days since Pluto rounded the sun and had its New Year's Day. And just as a fun little aside, one Pluto day is 248 Earth days long. Phew! So, what's new in Glacier View Community Council? We had our own Susie Alphins talking about the possibility of bringing up a group from Missoula, Montana, to put on a week-long workshop, a theater production that works with students, inspiring and challenging and growing students for a week-long, culminating in a production. Bring them from Missoula, Montana, all the way up to Glacier View, and have this fabulous event. So we're going to be talking about that, learning more about that, thinking more about that, and seeing if it's something that the community, the parents, if the students would like to do that. So we had Susie Alphins, we had our own Wyatt Hernser with the school update, talking about sports program, the 3D printer, and the outlook for this coming year. Also, we had our own Daisy Woodfork, who started the sports committee. So the Glacier View Community Council has a new committee, the sports committee, committed to healthy sports for all ages in Glacier View with a focus on the school students in Glacier View. But she will be heading up the sports committee and single-handedly coaching wrestling in the Glacier View School this year. But we're also looking at winter sports with Patrick Penoyer, a teacher. We're looking at volleyball with Elizabeth B. Once a week after in the evening for all ages. We're looking at the idea of T-ball and basketball and indoor hockey and outdoor hockey and cross-country skiing and downhill skiing. So we're looking at sports in a very broad range. So now we have a sports committee. And what is the value of a community council sports committee, you ask? And I'm glad you did. Well, it's a committee of the community council. It is not a school committee. It is not a district-related enterprise. The Glacier View Community Council is a 501c3 nonprofit. So any funds donated to the Glacier View Community Council Sports Committee can go to the students in the sporting events or even adult sporting events that is open to all. That's part of the qualifications of a community council event, that it's open to all. So we can donate and have a tax write-off and not be constrained by some of the details of the sports world of the school district. So that gives a little more freedom to act and sometimes act more quickly. And it gives us a tax write-off, and it builds our students, their capacity, their inspiration, their creativity. We're going to have probably one or two or three sports weeks where we explore sports at different ages and different kinds of sports and see what takes. So hooray for Daisy Woodfork and the new sports committee. Currently, it is the sports committee of one, the chairman, Daisy. If you'd like to be on the sports committee, talk to me or talk to Daisy. Let's get it going. It is early September, time to get a move on. All right. So, and also remember, you can donate. And speaking of donating, our own Brenda Goldberg had a garage sale. All the funds raised at the garage sale were for the sports in that community, for the kids. And it was self-pricing. It does not work to self-price. We found that out. You know, Brenda had some wonderful things in her garage sale. And some people did a very nice donation for some of those items. Other items went on a very, very low donation rate. Well, this is a fundraiser, not a secondhand store, not a Bishop's Attic kind of thing. It was a fundraiser. Some people responded with support. Some people responded, didn't quite make it. And it was a fundraiser, not a charity. Anyway, enough said on that. We will be doing other fundraising for the Glacier View Community Council Sports Committee. All those funds raised will be dedicated with its own accounting in our community council bookkeeping with our own Lorraine Cordova, our community council treasurer. So we will have those funds separate, and they will be used just for sports, controlled by community council. So hooray, it'll work great. Look forward to seeing that in our monthly accounting, in the monthly community council financial spreadsheet that we put out to all the members. All right. We had our own Bev and Keith spoke about road art or road trash, depending on how you view the rocks, the rock art or rock graffiti. People putting different colored rocks up on the shale sides of the roads on Glen Highway and spelling names. So we had a lively discussion about whether that was good, bad, and what to do about it, and also that it was maybe the gateway drug from rock art to graffiti painting with Kansas spray paint. So we have people looking at that now, and we have a process we're going to be posting on Facebook when we see rock graffiti, and people can check out and notice it on the Glacier View Community Council Facebook page and go take care of it. So now we have a mechanism for response. Good going. Hats off to Bev Beha and Keith Beha for following this, pursuing this, and coming to some good conclusions. As a reminder, last year the Glacier View Community Council voted to buy a sound system. The sound system has a great sound. It has a mic and a long cord, two separate speaker assemblies. It has a board for adjusting the sound quality. Very loud, because some of our members are a little bit hard of hearing. And we used it last night. The Glacier View School has graciously agreed to store it there. And in truth, it's also for them. They can use it up on the gymnasium, on the stage, or we can even take it outside to the pavilion that the Palmer Job Corps is building for us under Mark Crothers' tutelage. He's working with the kids to build picnic benches, picnic tables, park benches, and the pavilion itself. Dan Lee brought up some gravel, and we have a pad there. And when they put in the playground, those guys with the playground helped put in, in fact, they put in the concrete posts with the brackets. I did a little welding up on some rebar for that. And so the brackets are there. The beams can go up. The pavilion can go up. They're just treating the wood and giving it a nice exterior look before they come in and assemble it. And Magic Metals has the roof that we've purchased through them. So at a discount, because we're a nonprofit and because they're great guys over there. So we're going to have a pavilion. It'll be very nice. And with the brackets and the concrete posts in, we can assemble any time. So look forward to an open house. We will invite Job Corps. We'll invite Mark Crothers and his crew. And, of course, Malin Smith, who is the director of Job Corps in Palmer, running nine different kinds of training at Palmer Job Corps. You can go there, and they even give you a stipend. They feed you, house you, give you a small stipend, and give you training that leads directly to a job at Job Corps. I am continually impressed with Job Corps. Look forward to our pavilion And hats off to Kyle at SBS for getting our 1x1x20-foot beams. Whew. Good going, Kyle at SBS. All right, so any other Glacier View Community Council news? The answer is yes. You know, a couple of years ago, we started the Glacier View Community Council Archives. And our own Fred Hirschman, I should say Vice President Fred Hirschman, has taken on leadership with that committee. Now, we started off with Maria Chima in Sea Stories, who came up and did, a lot of training with the kids a couple of years ago on video story recording. They recorded, I believe, 13 videos, and we had a popcorn and movie night. Thank you, Maria Chima and Sea Stories. Well, Fred is going to continue this. We have a book we record in every meeting, names of people that need to be recorded in the Glacier View history. Well, Fred asked for and received funding to buy a digital recording system, a portable bi-directional mic, and some memory chips and things to go out and gather stories. And our own Rebecca Stedman used to do transcribing. The goal is to go out and record these stories competently from starting with our elders. We're open to all ages and all stories, but for obvious reasons, we want to get elders while they're still with us and get those old time stories. Rebecca Stedman used to transcribe, foot pedal and everything. So it's going to be very cool to get them into print. As fun as it is to listen to a recording, you know, technology keeps changing. My grandparents had the round cylinders, wax cylinders of a record player. That was before the 45s, 33s, LPs, records that were all vinyl. You know, it's come a long, long way. Then we had reel-to-reel tapes, cassette tapes, 8-track tapes. Then we had DVDs. Now we have online streaming, Bluetooth. It's hard to say where it's going, but paper will be around. And that's our ultimate goal. So Fred and Randy Hirschman are doing a terrific job in championing, who can say that out there? Championing their champions. There we go. Phew. For our archives and our storytelling, Glacier View lives on. Last little note, the kids at the school a couple of years ago got Arduino kits. And so we have lots of Arduino at Glacier View School. And then last year, at the end of the year, the council voted and approved buying a CNC laser cutter for cutting out things with a carbon dioxide laser. They're in a big box. It's all self-enclosed, very safe. You've been seen in the stores where they have those punch-out wood things. You put the models together. It's like that, only, you know, instead of just a 3D printer, you can also make bigger parts with CNC laser cutters. So they've got that approved. They'll be buying one of those soon. Well, our own Patrick Penoyer is working on coding with the kids. Coding is what comes then into the robotics and having 3D printer and CNC laser cutter. So we are on the cutting edge, if you don't mind kind of a sorrowful pun. Glacier View School rocks in technology. Look for them at the tech fair this year. Lastly, I want to tell you about Radio Free Palmer. Radio Free Palmer is a community-based public radio station. Radio Free Palmer is called Big Cabbage Radio. In Glacier View, it's called Big Glacier Radio. There is KGVC in Glacier View and KVRF in the Palmer, Sutton, Wasilla, Butte area, Chickaloon area. So we are a member-supported community radio station with members like you. You can join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. And in fact, on September 22nd, we are going to have our fundraiser, and we're putting the fun in fundraiser, I tell you. Tickets are selling. Get them now because we have super saturated sugar strings. There's an S on the end. Mike Malevsky reminds me. Super Saturated Sugar Strings are playing at the theater in Palmer. That would be the Glenn Massey Theater. That starts at 6 p.m. Now, 6 p.m., oh, that kind of sounds a little bit early, but what it is a silent auction followed by the Super Saturated Sugar Strings. They start at 7:30. So now there's beer. I don't know if there'll be wine or not. There'll be beer, and there'll be food to buy there. Then there's the silent auction. Now, silent auction is where you bid on things, and you know at a certain time they call the auction, and you pay your money. Well, the money all goes to your community radio station, Radio Free Palmer. So there's lots of wonderful things going on here. And the first is you too can donate to Radio Free Palmer some of that fading Alaskana memorabilia. So you have some unique item, old, new, some tech item, or a service. If you're a business and you change oil, or you dye hair, or you give tattoos, or walk dogs, whatever it is, you can donate that, or an item around the house, or business, or shop, or a service. You can donate raking somebody's yards in the fall, or shoveling somebody's walk in the winter. We'll make the coupon. If you don't have a coupon, we'll make it for you. We'll come pick it up. If you can't move it, we'll move it for you. Donate to your community radio station, Radio Free Palmer, now. Now's the time. The 22nd of September is our fundraiser, and we are seriously looking for things now. So, you work in a business, you're the boss. Or, you know the boss. Go to the boss and say, "Boss, I love Radio Free Palmer. Let's donate." Or, you're at home. You're listening to music. Talk to the missus. Talk to the mister. Talk to the kids. No, you cannot give away that Siamese cat. Nope, the kids love the cat. So, what have you got for Radio Free Palmer? Donate it. And on September 22nd, come to our fundraiser. Check out the great items that we will have on the silent auction, followed by with food and beer that you purchase. And then enjoy the concert by the Super Saturated Sugar Strings. Funky, cool, interesting, and really talented folk band that's Alaska homegrown. All right, September 22nd, tickets are on sale online, radiofreepalmer.org, and at Fireside Books, and just drop into the radio station right next to Fireside Books. All right, get your tickets now. They're going fast. You can donate anytime, but sooner is better. Well, the Glacier View has been running for well over a year. I don't think it's 2 years yet. And when I started off the program, I had best-selling albums of all time, a book. It is a physical book. I bought it at Barnes & Noble in Anchorage. It has best-selling albums by decade, starting with the 50s. And I used to do songs from that. Later on, I segued away from that. I had information about the best selling albums then. Well, we're going to take a dip back into there, and we're going to go to the 1950s with Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. The album, Gunfighter Ballads, that's an album. It was released in September of 1959, sold 2 million albums with Marty Robbins, of course, that cowboy superstar for country western singing. Marty Robbins already had a reputation for versatility in 1959. He had recorded straight country, smooth pop, novelty songs, and even some gentle rock and roll. But when he cut his classic album of western songs, he surprised everyone. The cowboy song had had its heyday years before, when the likes of Gene Autry had ruled the airways, but it was generally seen as hopelessly out of date. Robbins nursed a secret passion for this music, however, and had quietly composed a whole set of cowboy songs on his own. One afternoon in Nashville, he went into the studio and recorded them all, aided and abetted by his sidekick, his backup singers, later stars in their own right, brothers Jim and Tompel Glasser. The result was that this side project became by far the biggest selling album of Robin's career. Its phenomenal success began with the release of the single El Paso, which, despite being 4.5 minutes in length, was an immediate hit, reaching number one on both pop and country charts. We're going to see if we can find that today. The album soon followed suit and went on to become the definitive cowboy album, the oral equivalent of the classic TV series of the era, Bonanza or Gunsmoke. Marty Robbins won a Grammy for Best Country and Western Performance for El Paso in 1960. So that was a revival of country western music. Marty Robbins, 1959, Gunfighter Ballads, 2 million songs strong.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden, I was in love but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden, down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maid. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see 5 mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. strong and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Marty Robbins, Gunfire Ballads 1959, and bringing country western back. Next up from the same album, In the Valley.
I'm as sad as the willow that weeps in the valley. Since you've gone from my arms. I'm as sad as the cold wind that cries in the treetops. I'll be lonesome until you return. Come back, come back, come back to the valley. Come back to this poor cowboy's arms. I will weep like the willow that weeps in the valley. I'll be lonesome until you return. Come back, come back, come back to the valley. Come back to this poor cowboy's arms. I will weep like the willow that weeps in the valley. I'll be lonesome until you return.
Well, that's it for the Glacier Review. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, you can find the Glacier Review on Facebook, and also you can find Radio Free Palmer on Facebook and our website, Radio Free Palmer, a member-supported station with members just like you. Drop off at the station right next to Fireside Books. Your donation for an item for the silent auction for the September 22nd Super Saturated Sugar Strings event starting at 6 p.m. The silent auction and the concert by Super Saturated Sugar Strings at the Glenn Massey Theater. Get your tickets now before they're sold out. You can get them at Fireside Books. You can get them at the radio station. You can get them online. All right, that's it for the Glacier Review. Thanks for joining me. See you next week.